This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده سبحانه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا إنه من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له كلمة قامت عليها الأرض والسماوات وفطر الله عليها البشرية وهي أساس الفرض والسنة ومن كان آخر كلامه لا إله إلا الله دخل الجنة فاللهم إنا نسألك من فضلك أن تجعل آخر كلامنا في الدنيا لا إله إلا الله اللهم أحنا على لا إله إلا الله وأمتنا على لا إله إلا الله وابعثنا على لا إله إلا الله وأدخلنا الجنة ونحن نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومعلمنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا يوم العرض على الله سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه، وارض اللهم عن ساداتنا أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن الصحابة أجمعين وعنا معهم يا رب العالمين. أما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters, in the previous khutbah, we were conducting a very interesting experiment where we were tracking كلمة رجل في القرآن, the word man or men in Quran, to see what are the qualities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasized when He mentioned the word men or man in Quran. And when we talk about men and man here, we're also including the sisters, we're including women as well. But before I start, I want to clarify something very important, that we should understand that there is a big difference between being a man and being a male. Right? Every man is a male, but not every male is a man. So by saying ana rajul, I'm a man, doesn't necessarily mean that you are actually a man. You're just saying that you're a male. That's why we need to get back to Quran and see when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about men, what are the messages? What are the qualities of men so that I know I am one of them or not? And if I'm not one of them, what can I do to improve myself? So quickly, inshallah, Rabbil Alameen, we'll recap, inshallah, and then go to the main message for our khutbah, inshallah, for today. So brothers and sisters, the word man or men in Quran was mentioned about 24 times. 24 times. And when we investigate and look at the qualities of men in the Quran, we will find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about it in Surah Al-Ma'idah, when Musa alayhi salam was telling his people to go to Palestine. And they said, Ya Musa, inna fiha qawman jabbari, they're amaliqah, they're giants. There are giants in there that we cannot resist, we cannot do anything. Inna hahuna qa'idun. Qala rajulani min alladhina yakhafuna an'ama Allahu alayhim adkhulu alayhim albab. So there are two men only, they stood up. And they said, "Udkhulu alayhim al-baba fa idha dakhaltumuhu fa innakum ghalibun." Just put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, have resilience, have sabr, and be strong. Be men. So that scene alone, brothers and sisters, can show you that there will be a lot of males around Musa alayhi salam, but there are only two men. So the first quality of men in Quran, that they are very resilient, that they're very strong, they're very powerful, they only fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and none but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So do we have this quality that we only fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do we only trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Right? They know that they're coming to people that were much stronger than them, but their prophet, their messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, he said, go. That's a command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You should not step back. Everyone was afraid. Everyone was scared. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not appreciate the many males were around Musa alayhi salam at that time. And he decided that they go to be exiled. They will be in the tea. They will be lost in the desert for 40 years. This generation cannot take the responsibility. It has to change. Took them 40 years because, it takes 40 years for a generation to be wiped out completely. It has to change. So that's the first equality. Going to the next quality in Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Ahzab, من المؤمنين رجال صدقوا ما عاهدوا الله عليه. Amongst the believers, there are men who have been true to the covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Truthfulness and loyalty. Loyalty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first, loyalty to their deen. It doesn't matter what happens to them in dunya. Dunya is, as I said so many times, it's in their hands, not in their hearts. They can do whatever just for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah comes first. Look at what happened to the Sahaba of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The companions of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, brothers and sisters, when you look at the seerah and the biography of the Prophet, you will be surprised. How come someone like Ali ibn Abi Talib? Ali ibn Abi Talib, was he a male or a man? He was a man. Ali ibn Abi Talib facilitated the hijrah to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What about Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh? Was he a male? Was he a man? Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh cried when he knew that he was going with Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allahu Akbar. Ya Abu Bakr, you're going to be chased and persecuted, and you're still going with the most wanted man in the Arabian Peninsula at that time, known as Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Yes, he was the most wanted man at that time. They would pay whatever to capture him. And you want to be with him? Really? Yes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ رِجَالٌ صَدَقُوا مَا عَهَدُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ. They're truthful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The word man, and time is always against us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, الرِّجَالُ قَوَّامُونَ عَلَى النِّسَاءِ. The men, they have this قَوَامَة over the women. And if you and I, as men, as subhanallah, if we fully understand this ayah, this ayah is, subhanallah, this quality is a trap. It's a trap. To have qawama over your spouse, it's a trap. Wallahi, it's very dangerous. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given this to us. You have the qawama. Qawama means that you take care of the family. You are the captain of the ship. Right? When you bypass storm, you have to be a man. You have to take care of your family. You have to be protector to your family, not the one who tells them, I have qawama, you just listen to what I do. That is not a qawam. A qawam is someone who takes care of his responsibility, takes care of the family. If something goes wrong in the family, you should always question yourself, the qawama that Allah has given me, right? Where is it? Am I actually doing that? That's why I'm telling you, it's a trap. It's a big responsibility, but a lot of men is like, Allah has given me qawama, sheikh. Allah has given me qawama, she has to listen to me. But are you doing the rest of your job? Are you doing the rest of your responsibilities? Huh? We can talk then. Are you actually being a man or a male? Are you treating your spouse as a man, as she seeing you as a man or as a male? Most likely she sees you as a male, right? That's why qawama is not your haq. When you go to your wife and tell her, hey, you pay 50 and I pay 50. Excuse me. You're taking the qawama that Allah has given you with your own hands. With your own hands. What's the difference you and I now? All right? You're giving her the leadership. Yalla, bismillah. And then you complain when she doesn't respect you. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, الرِّجَالُ قَوَّامُونَ عَلَى النِّسَاءِ. This is part of the qawama. Just for the sake of time, we're moving forward. The word man in Quran was mentioned in multiple places. One of them was for Musa alayhi salam. A man, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَجَاءَ رَجُلٌ مِّنْ أَقَصَى الْمَدِينَةِ يَسْعَى. A man came from the farthest part of the town, يَسْعَى, running to Musa alayhi salam. قَالَ يَا مُوسَى إِنَّ الْمَلَأَ يَأْتَمِرُونَ بِكَ لِيَقْتُلُوكَ. Ya Musa, I have heard that they're planning something evil against you. I love you. Please leave this town. That's a man. He saw something wrong and he decided to change it. The sign that I mentioned before in the previous khutbah, also in New York in the subway, you know, written also in New York in the subway, you know, written with yellow, it says, when you see something, say something. He saw something was wrong, but wallahi, nowadays, we say it's not my business. I'm not going to change the world. I'm not going to do anything. Who am I to change? Who am I to question people's intention? You know, let me just focus on my relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's it. And that's another trap from the traps of shaitan. Right? Only myself. I don't care about the rest. Ya akhi, the ummah needs you. One man, he stood up against the enemies of Musa alayhi salam, and he took the responsibility and he went and he said, Ya Musa, I'm here to advise you, please leave. I care for you because you're a good man. You're helping humanity, Ya Musa. فَخْرُجْ إِنِّي مَعَكَ إِنِّي لَكَ مِنَ النَّصِحِينَ. And Musa alayhi salam accepted the nasiha. And now let's move to Surah Yasin. وَجَاءَ مِنْ أَقْصَى الْمَدِينَةِ رَجْلٌ يَسْعَى قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اتَّبِعُوا الْمُرْسَلِينَ. اتَّبِعُوا الْمُرْسَلِينَ. O people, O people, follow the messengers. You're putting yourself in danger. The wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come upon you. Be careful. I care for you. right? What about the mu'min Ali Fir'aun? وَقَالَ رَجُلٌ مِّنْ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ يَكْتُمُ إِيمَانًا. A man from the, you know, from Ali Fir'aun, they're saying he was very close to Fir'aun. Matter of fact, they say also from the family of Fir'aun itself, he stood up against Fir'aun to tell them, أَتَقْتُلُونَ رَجُلًا أَنْ يَقُولَ رَبِّيَ اللَّهِ. That's a good person. He wants it to be good. And you want to kill him just because of that? Brothers and sisters, you know what is interesting? What is interesting is that none of these men whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned them in the Quran, we do not even know their names for the most part. You know why? It doesn't matter. Those men did not care about anything except correcting the wrong, except being positive. And that is the biggest equality and the best equality for men in Quran. Are we positive or not? When we see something, do we say something, or do we say that this is not my business? I'm just going to go next to the walls. I'm not going to do anything. And I'm going to change the world. Habibi, that's a big job for me. I want to go to my work, take care of my family. That's it. Khalas, bismillah. I come to this dunya, eat, drink, and bismillah. Go meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this is not what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from you and I. If one man is stood up in front of Fir'aun, what about us over here, brothers and sisters? Right? That's men. Talk about positivity in Quran. That these are men, these are human. But what are the messages Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or positivity Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us in the Quran? I'll speak about this inshallah after the break. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from us. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. الحمد لله وكفى وصلاة وسلاما على عباده الذين اصطفى. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد. Well, so we were just talking about men, and this is a big topic actually. That's going to be a lecture. You know, it's a big topic. Men in Quran. I'm giving you foundations and you do research inshallah. But what about animals in Quran? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions every single letter in Quran for a reason. It's not there so we can just put it in the shelf and we kiss it. That's it. It's there for a reason. If a doctor prescribes something for you and he says your life is in this prescription and you just put it up on the wall or you put it in the shelf, you're going to die. If we put the Quran up on the walls and on the shelves and don't read it, we're dying. Our hearts are dying. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned something about the ant, an-namla. And someone might just argue, what is the ant? Like, for God's sake, why would God talk about an ant? What is the message? It's not for fun. The message is that an ant saw something. It saw a threat coming to the rest, to the community, and decided to speak up about it, decided to address this issue. Right? حتى إذا أتوا على واد النمل قالت نملة يا أيها النمل دخلوا مساكنكم لا يفتنكم سليمان لا يحطمنكم سليمان وجنوده. سليمان, his army coming, be careful, I care for you ants, let's protect ourselves. Positivity, be positive. When you see something, say something. Even the ant understood this reality. What about the hudhud, the hoopoe? What about that bird? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about bird in Quran, kingdom of animals in Quran for a reason. So you and I can learn from it, right? Story of Hudhud with Sulaiman alayhi salam, and I'll conclude with this inshallah, and then I come to my main message. Al-Hudhud, he flies and he sees something bad. He sees a woman, he sees a queen, he sees the people of Sheba in Saba. They're worshipping something beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A bird saw something wrong and he wanted to correct it. He wasn't happy about it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him positive. So it decided and went back to Sulaiman. Sulaiman was like, where did you go? And Allah has given you, just to give you some context, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given Sulaiman alayhi salam the power to understand and communicate with the birds and animals. That was only for Sulaiman alayhi salam. Right? So Sulaiman's like, where did you go? He said, إِنِّي وَجَدْتُ مْرَأَةً تَمْلِكُهُمْ وَأُوْتِيَتْ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَلَهَا عَرْشٌ عَظِيمٌ وَجَدْتُهَا وَقَوْمَهَا يَسْجُدُونَ لِلشَّمْسِ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. I have seen people worshipping someone beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How is that possible? أَلَّا يَسْجُدُوا لِلَّهِ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ. Shouldn't they prostrate and bow down to the one who created the heavens and the earth? What would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mention a story like this in the Quran? Brothers, sisters, the ant and the hoopoe, the hudhud, they saw something, so they decided to say something. They're positive, just like the men in Quran, they're positive. It doesn't matter your name is put up or not. It doesn't matter that your name is mentioned or not. The most important thing, what are you going to do? What legacy are you going to in this world? I'm coming to this because November 5th, and I have only 2 minutes, is the election day. And today actually is, today is the, if I'm not mistaken, is the last day of the voting, right? And there is so much betrayal, and there is so much khiyana happening in the world. There's a book that just came out a few days ago. It's actually causing a lot of, buzz in the world. It's called War, right? It's called War. Find this book, right? It's written. It will show you the amount of betrayal that's happening in Gaza and the people of Gaza from everyone, including their Muslim brothers and sisters. You will be shocked when you hear about the meetings that happen behind the screen just to massacre these people. You will be shocked. Brothers and sisters, there is one ayah that I will leave you with, and I want you to reflect on this ayah, and I want you to keep in your mind. The story of the people of the Sabbath, the Sabbath, Ashab Sabbath, when Allah told them, you're not allowed to fish on the day of Sabbath, Bani Israel, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you're not allowed to fish on that day. So basically, they betrayed the amanah, and they decided to do that. Basically, going against the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about a group of people, muslihin, reformers, when they saw that this people displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they decided to advise them and say, what you're doing is wrong. Allah says, no fishing on Saturday, then no fishing on Saturday. Why are you doing that? وَإِذْ قَالَتْ أُمَّةٌ مِّنْهُمْ لِمَ تَعِذُونَ قَوْمًا إِلَّهُ مُهْلِكُهُمْ أَوْ مُعَذِّبُهُمْ عَذَابًا شَدِيدًا. Then another group, it's always a group of Muslihin reformers, they want to correct the wrong, and the others like, just sleep, in your couch. Be from Hizb al-Kanaba, we call them in our world, right? In our language. Hizb al-Kanaba, the couch party. Just sleep, watch. Okay? They said, why are you trying to convince them to stop that? Why? Just leave it, man. Leave it. Khalas. Eat, sleep, and khalas, that's it. You know what they said? The reformers, and I want you to remember this. They said, قَالُوا مَعْذِرَةً إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ. We're doing so that Allah would not blame us on the day of judgment. That's it. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks us a question, why didn't you correct the wrong? When you saw something wrong, why didn't you try to change it? We'll say, Ya Allah, we tried our best. You know why I'm bringing this ayah to you? Because I know a lot of us are confused. Trump or Kamala, this or that. And here I promise, I'm not going to tell you vote for this or vote for that. Right? We're not allowed to do that. We're not allowed to endorse anyone. Okay? I can only speak to your consciousness now, to your damir. All right? If you are not convinced that you're making a change, but at least so that on the day of judgment, when Allah asks you, why didn't you vote? All right? Or when the day of judgment, when Allah asks you, what did you do? You say, ma'adhiratan ila rabbikum, so that Allah would not blame you in the day of judgment. I will go cast my vote. Even if I'm not convinced, I'm going to change anything. Inshallah, you will change. But so that, I'm doing that. This is if you're going to not today, if you're going on November 5th, and by the way, our center is, alhamdulillah, it's a ballot. Now it's a center, it's a voting center. We make it easy for you. When you cast your vote, I want this intention to be in your heart, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wouldn't blame me on the day of judgment. So that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wouldn't say, why didn't you cast your vote? Ya Allah, I did not think that my vote would do anything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would say, that is not your business. Your business, your job was to just do the job. In alayka illa al-bala, convey the message. Allah is not asking you for the results. He's asking you for the actions. That is the action. Sumayyah, the first martyr in Islam, she died from the very beginning. She did not see or witness Rasulullah ﷺ when he came back to Mecca, victorious. She didn't witness, but she did what she could. She said no to oppression, no to zulm. Brothers and sisters, you are the only Muslim, if you are an American citizen, I want you to also picture this in your mind. If you are an American citizen, you are the only Muslim on the face of earth who has the right to vote and to actually make a change. The rest of the 1 point or the 2 billion Muslims in the world, they don't have this right. Allah has given you this responsibility. Think about it. Think about it. Your Muslim brothers and sisters in England, they don't have this privilege. You do have it. So, Sheikh, I'm gonna choose. Do your work. I'm not gonna tell you, as I said, I promise. Your brothers in care, they have care action, mashallah. They're doing good job. Find their, you know, their paperwork, find that. Do your homework. This is your amanah. Just like the hopo, just like the aunt, just like the man who stood up in front of the, do your job. But the most important thing, brothers and sisters, go vote, because it will make a change. I promise. Donald Trump is talking about Muslims nowadays, brothers and sisters. He's talking about Muslims are supporting me. And again, I'm not endorsing him or her. I'm not endorsing anyone. I'm just telling you, and we haven't even started yet. We haven't even started, and he is already thinking about you. Huh? He's already thinking about you. She's already thinking about you, and we haven't started yet. Imagine when we are more united. Imagine what's going to happen. They know. The problem is we do not know. We do not understand our value. The aunt did not say, I'm just an aunt. What am I going to do? The hopo did not say, I'm just a hopo. What I can do? The man who stood up in front against Pharaoh did not say, I'm only one single person. What am I going to do? Brothers and sisters, look at that. Look at our numbers. Allahu Akbar. May Allah increase us in khayr. Today, on November 5th, brothers and sisters, it is amanah. وَلَا تَكْتُمُ الشَّهَادَةَ. And when you vote, remember, so that Allah would not blame me. قَالُوا مَعْذِرَةً إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ. Ya Allah, because of the betrayal that's happened to our brothers and sisters in Gaza, that is what I could do. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will excuse you for that. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring justice and peace, Ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring khayr into our community or in society. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring peace in Gaza and to take care of the brothers and to accept the shuhada, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma Ya Rabbana inna asaluka an tuwahhida sufuf al-muslimin, Ya Rabbi, Ya Allah. Unite all Muslims, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Unite all Muslims, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma Ameen. Wa aqim as-salah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'alas salah, hayya 'alal falah. Qad qamatis salah, qad qamatis salah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah.
Allah istaqimu wa istawu wa atadilu yarhamuna wa iyaakumullah akhsha'u fi salatikum sallu salatan wadda. Brother, are we okay inshallah? Just for the meantime, while he is mashallah, he's giving me the green light. Don't forget that inshallah this Sunday our fundraiser is coming up, and this is very important event. It's going to be sold out very soon inshallah. We have few tickets left, so inshallah join us. We need to expand the masjid. It gives the power to the ummah inshallah. Barakallahu feekum. Istawu. Are we good, brother? Okay. Stawu. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Maliki, Yawm al-Din, Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in, uhdina الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره إنه كان توابا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله just inshallah purchase your ticket inshallah but I mean there are a few tickets left and join us on Sunday we have Dua Shifa brother Qamar Iqbal sister Khayroon Nisha brother Mir Hadi Ali, brother Mirza Azmatullah Beg, sister Shahnaz Beg, they're asking for dua for Shifa, and we have dua maghfirah for brother Alim, brother Alim. So for those who are struggling with their health, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant them Shifa. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant them Shifa and Afia. Allahumma shfihim Shifa la yugadir saqama. Allahumma shfihim Shifa la yugadir saqama. Allahumma shfihim Shifa la yugadir saqama. And for those who passed away, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant them Jannat al-Firdaus. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant them Jannat al-Firdaus. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant them Jannat al-Firdaus, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Allahumma ameen. And we have Brother Omar, your grandmother is still, Brother Omar? Your grandmother is still sick, right? What's her name? And his grandmother is still, she's in the ICU. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give her shifa, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Allahumma shfiha shifa, la yugadiru saqama. Don't forget, Ikhwani, we need your support, inshallah, on the fundraiser, bismillah.